Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, The Cause of All Causes, Text Number 37.
Prasasyamukam Brahma Kshatram Etasya Bahava Urhur Vaishyo Bhagavata Prabhyam Sudro Vyajayata
Purusasya of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Mukham mouth Brahma is the Brahmanas Kshatram the royal order Etasya of him. Bahava, the arms. Urvo, the thighs. Vaishya, are the mercantile men. And Bhagavata, of the personality of Godhead. Pabhyam, from his legs. Sudra, the laborer class. Vyajayata became manifested. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. The Brahmanas represent his mouth, the Kshatriyas his arms, the Vaishyas his thighs, and the Sudras are born of his legs. Please repeat. The Brahmanas represent his mouth. The Kshatriyas his arms. The Vaishyas his thighs. And the Sudras are born of his legs. Purport. All living beings are stated to be the parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. And how they are so is explained in this verse. The four divisions of human society, namely the intelligent class, the Brahmanas, the administrative class, the Kshatriyas, the mercantile class, the Vaishyas, and the labor class, the Sudras, are all in different parts of the body of the Lord. As such, no one is different from the Lord. The mouth of the body and legs of the body are non-different constitutionally, but the mouth or the head of the body is qualitatively more important than the legs. At the same time, the mouth, the legs, the arms, and the thighs are all component parts of the body. These limbs of the body of the Lord are meant to serve the complete whole. The mouth is meant for speaking and eating. The arms are meant for the protection of the body. The legs are meant for carrying the body. And the waist of the body is meant for maintaining the body. The intelligent class in society, therefore, must speak on behalf of the body, as well as accept foodstuffs to satisfy the hunger of the body. The hunger of the Lord is to accept the fruits of sacrifice. The Brahmanas, or the intelligent class, must be very expert in performing such sacrifices, and the subordinate classes must join in such sacrifices. To speak for the Supreme Lord means to glorify the Lord by means of propagating the knowledge of the Lord as it is. Broadcasting the factual nature of the Lord and the factual position of all other parts of the whole body. The Brahmanas therefore are required to know the Vedas, or the ultimate source of knowledge. The Veda means knowledge, and anta means the end of it. According to Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is the source of everything, aham sarvasya prabhava, and thus the end of all knowledge, Vedanta, is to know the Lord, to know our relationship with him, and to act according to that relationship only. The parts of the body are related to the body. Similarly, the living being must know his relationship with the Lord. The human life is especially meant for this purpose, namely to know the factual relationship of every living being with the Supreme Lord. Without knowing this relationship, the human life is spoiled. The intelligent class of men, the Brahmanas, are therefore especially responsible for broadcasting this knowledge of the relationship with the Lord and leading the general mass of people to the right path. The administrative class is meant for protecting the living beings so that they can serve this purpose. The mercantile class is meant for producing food grains and distributing them to the complete human society so that the whole population is given a chance to live comfortably and discharge the duties of human life. The mercantile class is also required to give protection to the cows in order to get sufficient milk and milk products, which alone can give the proper health and intelligence to maintain a civilization perfectly meant for knowledge of the ultimate truth. And the labor class, who are neither intelligent nor powerful, can help by physical services to the other higher classes and thus be benefited by their cooperation. Therefore, the universe is a complete unit in relationship with the Lord. And without this relationship with the Lord, the whole human society is disturbed and is without any peace and prosperity. This is confirmed in the Vedas, Brahmano Sya Mukham Asi Bahu Ranjanya Krita. Om Jnanatamanandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Kurtivacha Pamunangai Degri Yat Kripatara Mande Shigurum Dinatana Vanchakalpa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Pribhyascha Patitanam Pavani Vaisnava Yo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This verse is describing the body of the Lord according to the different activities of different personalities that have taken on different natures. The Brahmanas, they represent the mouth of the Lord, and therefore they speak the truth for the benefit of the rest of society. And the head is, of course, considered to be the most important. That's where the intelligence is. So, unfortunately, the Brahmanas in India, they became a little proud of their position. And therefore, they looked down upon other varnas. And therefore, it just became completely degraded. But originally, actually, the Brahmanas, not only were they very pure, they could speak the Vedas, but they were very humble. They didn't look down on others. So they became very degraded, so much so that if the shadow of a sudra touched them, they would be looked down upon, chastised. This became so ridiculous. But actually there's many devotees that were sudras. Ramananda Roy, he was a sutra. But he was, Lord Chaitanya had 3.5 very close associates. One of them was Ramananda Roy. Swarupa Damodar, Sikhi Mahiti. Anybody remember the other one? Yes, anybody remember her name? Madhavi. Yes, Madhavi. So, and the Namacharya, Haridas Thakur, He was lower than a sutra. Untouchable. Muslim. So one of the purposes of Lord Chaitanya's coming was to give this equality. Anybody that is a devotee of the Lord is an exalted personality, no matter what position they're born in. Suchi hoy, muchi hoy, yadi Krishna jaje. Muchi hoy, suchi hoy, yadi Krishna bhaje. That one may be born in a very suchi family, Pakka Brahmana family, knows all the mudras and mantras, and knows so many Vedas. But if he's not a devotee of Krishna, then he's muchi. Muchi means dirty, cobbler. But if one is born into a very dirty family, muchi family, mlecha, sudra, yavana, but becomes a devotee of Krishna, then suchi, clean. So Srila Prabhupada, he emphasized very much that what was needed in society is brahmanas. There's no head. Like we have a lot of sutras in the world. Practically speaking, hardly any kshatriyas, even. Real kshatriyas. Because real kshatriyas are not only powerful, but they're noble character. Not like these people that fight with the ultimate fighting. Yeah, not like that. Or wrestlers, you know, not modern day wrestlers, no. Very powerful and knowledgeable as well. So practically there's no kshatriyas, vaishyas even. I mean, a real vaishya, he protects cows. And he arranges nice cultural activities. Of course, he does business. But even to find a real vaishya, it's rare. Lots of sutras. So look at the situation. We have lots of sutras. The sutras represent the legs. Practically no vaishyas. Practically no kshatriyas, no brahmanas. So the head is the brahmanas, the kshatriyas are the arms, vaishyas are the waist, and the sutras are the legs. So you have these humongous legs, yeah, with no waist, no arms, and no head. So that's our situation now. So we're trying to put a head in society. And what is the qualifications of a brahmana? Samo dumas tapa shantiya. Samo dumas tapa shantiya. I can't believe I can. Amazing. Krishna's the source of all remembrance and forgetfulness. I know this verse very well. Samo dumas tapa. Saucham, Shantir Arjuna Evacha, Gyana Vigyana Mastikam, Brahma Karma Sabhavacha. Peacefulness, they're peaceful. Samo Damas, they're controlled, they control their senses. Yeah. Yeah. And because they're able to control their senses, therefore they're peaceful. Krishna Bhakti Nishkam Ateva Shanta, Bhukti Mukti Siddhikami, Sakaliya. So, but people who are desirous of enjoying so many material things, or desiring liberation, mystic perfections, they can't be peaceful because they have some selfish desires. So, the one who is desiring, excuse me, just to please Krishna, that's peaceful. And sometimes, desiring to please Krishna may not be such a... may not be apparently a peaceful thing. You know, like Arjuna, he was asked by Krishna to fight in the battle for the Kurukshetra. Now, a lot of people complain about that. You know, here's a spiritual book, and here the leader, God, is instructing his disciple to fight, to kill. So how is that? How is this promoting peace? Because Duryodhana and family, they were demoniac. They were trying to kill the Pandavas. Just horrible. Imagine having a leader like that trying to kill pure devotees of the Lord. Or to speak of all the other atrocities. Trying to strip another pure devotee, Draupadi, naked in front of so many. Horrible. So Krishna, he didn't want this. Arjuna didn't want to fight. So Krishna, he convinced him to fight. And then Arjuna became peaceful. Then he became peaceful. Because then he was following the instructions of Krishna. And of course he was victorious. So samodamas pa chautu. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity. It's another austerity, or there's another quality of the Brahmanas, austerity. This is also considered to be the wealth of the Brahmanas. Austerity. So now we're doing this activity of distributing books, Prabhupada Maratha. So it's an austerity. Why is it an austerity? Who can say why book distribution is an austerity? Anybody say? We're trying to convince people to take books that are about God. And there's a lot of people that are of other religions, and there's a lot of atheists, so people aren't coming to us, they're asking for books. We're trying to convince them to take a book. And one of the greatest austerities when we're distributing books is just to stop somebody. Just to get them to stop. Because we get a lot of no's, right? No, not interested. No, no thank you. So it's an austerity. But it's a good austerity. Austerities are good. Nayam deho dehibhajam nabhavi kustam kam arhati vidbhaji. Rishabhi says that of persons who have accepted this human form of life, persons who have accepted the human, who have accepted material bodies, persons who have accepted the human form of life, should not waste their time in engaging in material activities, but they should engage in austerities. And by austerities, one gets Brahma Sokyam Tvanantam. You become happy. Understand? Generally, austerities, you know, it's something that it's difficult. So how do you become happy? By performing austerity. Because it's pleasing to Krishna. If we do austerities that are pleasing to Krishna, then we get purified. And the more we become purified, the more we become happy. As long as we're impure, how can we be happy? Not possible. So this austerity is therefore very good. Especially the austerity of going out and giving Krishna consciousness to others. So yeah, one of the biggest austerities is just approaching people, because we're just dealing with people is an austerity. Because all the people that we're approaching, they're not pure devotees. They're all conditioned souls. Mainly ignorance and passion. Right? So we're trying to convince these people that are in the mode of ignorance, the mode of passion. Maybe sometimes you find someone in the mode of goodness. Rare. So we're trying to convince them to take a book about Krishna and give some of their hard-earned money on top of that. Though their voice is austere. But it's good. It's very good. And purity is the force. I mean, it's amazing how much can be done when one is going out to preach Krishna consciousness with no ulterior motive than to give Krishna to others. A lot of the obstacle to our success in distributing books is ourselves, our attachments, our lusts, our greed. So everybody has like a sixth sense. People can feel the energy that we put out. So if we put out this energy that we actually want to help people, that we're trying to serve God, they feel that energy. And upon feeling that energy, they want to reciprocate. But if we have some, if there's lust there, if there's greed, if there's attachment, they feel it. They see the dollar signs in your eyes. Not interest. This guy wants my money. They feel it. So, what to do? Excuse me. So, purity is the force. So, that purity lies in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We have to chant very attentively. Pray for mercy. Mercy of Krishna. And we have to read, we have to hear attentively also. This also helps us to develop this purity. Because Prabhupada is a very special devotee. So many amazing realizations are given to us by Srila Prabhupada. And then Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, combination of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada as pure devotee. So it's very powerful to hear the words of Krishna and the pure devotee. So this helps us to develop this purity. Purity is the force. This is what forces people. Sometimes I remember I meet people that they take a book and you know something? They tell me, I never do this. I never give donations to people and take things from them. I don't know why I'm doing this. And other sanctified devotees, they tell me the same thing. This happens. So why is that? It's Krishna. Krishna's. They're feeling the energy of Krishna. So we want this energy of Krishna to go out to them. And what happens is you create a whole atmosphere. If we're really trying to give Krishna out to the people, then it becomes a sacrificial arena, the Sankirtan spot. And people come in that arena and they get affected. It's Krishna potency. So the more we're absorbed in Krishna, then we create this atmosphere in which people want to receive Prabhupada's books. So therefore this sadhana bhakti can't be emphasized enough. And therefore Prabhupada, he set up our society with this very nice sadhana bhakti in the morning. Mangalarti, Guru Puja, hearing the holy name, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is meant to help us to develop this purity so that when we go out, people will be affected, they'll want to reciprocate. There's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, one of my favorites. Yo yukto pashutatma vijitatma jitendriya sarvatatma bhutatma kurvanapi nalimpate. One who works in devotion, who is a pure soul, and who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. So we all want to be, we all want people to be affectionate towards us, to give us things, and to give us our love, right? But how many of us want to give our affection to others, give our love to others? So it's a very exalted position to be in, where we actually want to give our affection to others. It's nice to ask our Prabhupada, I don't know if I said this here before, but it's a nice thing to repeat also, that Prabhupada was once, this is back in 1971, he was in Bombay, and he had sent for many devotees to go to India. He was starting projects there. So one of the devotees was Giriraj, Brahmachari at the time. He was the only son of a millionaire, multi-millionaire. So just that his son had become a Hare Krishna, that was tough. But now he's on the other side of the planet. That's really tough. So he decided to fly to India with his wife to convince him to go back to America. So Giriraj picked him up, and immediately he's trying to convince him to go back to America. Giriraj said, no, I want to stay. He was determined to stay. So then he thought, maybe I can get the sympathy of the guru. So he asked Giriraj, arrange a meeting with your guru, I want to speak to him. Said, okay. So he did that. Giriraj was there with Prabhupada and his parents, and the servant was there as well, Prabhupada's servant. So he expressed to Prabhupada, you know, this is my only son, and we have so much affection for him. It's very difficult for us that he's here in India on the other side of the planet. It's very difficult. Please, can you send him back to America? So Prabhupada asked Giriraj, would you like to go back to America? You can go back. He said, no, Prabhupada, I want to stay with you. So Prabhupada said to his parents,
what can I do?
What can I do? You don't want me to force him, do you? He said, no. So they kind of accepted, all right, he's going to be here for some time anyway. So then Prabhupada told Giriraj, maybe you could go on a little trip with them to the Haridwar foothills of India, you know, go spend some days, 5 or 6 days with them. So Giriraj said, yes, we can do that. So they went to the nice hotel there, and he spent some time with them, and they were very happy with that. And then when they came back, Giriraj wanted them to have a little more time with Prabhupada. And so he arranged a meeting with Prabhupada and his parents. And they spent about an hour with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada didn't preach to them. Sometimes preaching means to not preach the philosophy. That's preaching. Knowing what to say, what not to say at certain times, circumstances. So he didn't preach to them. He was just joking with them and talking to them, and, you know, joking about the differences between India and America. And so they were very happy when they left. So the servant said to Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada, you amaze me. Everybody loves you so much. And here these parents came and they were completely distraught because their son was here. They left so happy. So Prabhupada made an interesting reply. He said, the reason people love me so much because I love everyone so much. So this is a pure devotee. So he gives his love to others. So, but he has that love also. He can give it out. So where is that love coming from?
Krishna.
Krishna. So the more we're connected to Krishna, we receive this love and we can give it out to others. Everybody wants love. Everybody's crying out there for love. There's so much envy and stress and anxiety, and there's so much divorce and girls and boys breaking up and even murders of passion. You know, just so much anxiety out there because they don't have any love. Right? So we have that. We have that here in Prabhupada's books. We have that here in Krishna. So the more we're absorbed in Krishna, the more we can give that out. And the more people will be attracted. The only lack, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said the only lack in society is Krishna consciousness. This knowledge of Krishna. Nahi jnanena sadrasam pavitram iha vidite. Krishna says there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. And when one becomes accomplished in the practice of devotional service, he experiences this knowledge and he enjoys this knowledge. This knowledge is enjoyable just by hearing it. It's enjoyable. You can relish again and again. It's like, I don't know if you know this program called the CHAD. Any of you ever heard of CHAD? CHAD means chapter a day. Bhagavad Gita. Vaisheshika Prabhu, he started this. Chapter a day. So he's gotten a lot of people. I do it also. Chapter a day. It's very nice. Doesn't get old. You can read it over. And I asked Vaisheshika Prabhu, how long have you been on this chat program? About 40 years. Every day he reads a chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Just the translation. Then he also reads, later he'll read the purports. In the day, later in the day, he'll read some purports. But minimum translation, one chapter every day. And Vaisheshika Prabhu, he's like one of the most dynamic personalities on this planet. Just like unbelievable. Amazing. Encouraging book distribution all over the world. Mostly in America though, but he travels a lot in America. But you can see the result. So strict. And he's encouraging so many devotees to distribute books and encouraging others to join our society. So this hearing is so important. Therefore, śrīmatam svā katā krishna punya śravana kirtana viryantasto hibadvani virinoti suritsitam. That Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is a super soul in the hearts of all living entities and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the devotee who relishes his messages, which in themselves are virtuous, were probably heard and chanted. Just see how kind Krishna is. All we have to do is hear and relish his message, and he'll cleanse our heart. He'll cleanse our heart. There's a nice thing I was just reading today. Prabhupada says in one purport, we can act in relation to the gross and subtle bodies, or we can act in relation to the spiritual body. We can train ourselves to act in relation to the spiritual body. So generally we act in relation with the material body because we're conditioned souls. But there's a spiritual body that's dormant. So the more we act in relation with the spiritual body, with spirit, the more we get purified. We become cleansed. And then when we can become completely cleansed, then we achieve the goal, pure Krishna consciousness. So, samo dhamasta pāpṣo chantir arjuna evacā. Forgiving, chantir means forgiving. So these are some of the qualities of the Brahmanas, and this is what is most needed. Honesty, wisdom, religiousness. So this is what is needed in society, Brahmanas. And fortunately, the purest Brahmana, Srila Prabhupada, came here to help us become Brahmanas. So we're very fortunate. We're extremely fortunate to be under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. So we should try to help others also become fortunate. So this is the Prabhupada Marathon. So the best way that we can do, the best thing we can do to help others become fortunate, you have to go out, first of all. Actually, sometimes the most difficult thing is just to get out the door and go. Go out. But once we get out there, we have to pray to Krishna like anything. Book distribution is all about prayer. So how do you pray? Krishna, help. Please help me in this service of distributing books. Please help me to be an instrument in your hands. Help me to see that everybody is a soul. That these bodies are just resting on the soul. Just like this cloth is resting on this body. So the body is just resting on the soul. Help me to see that everybody is a soul. Everyone is your servant. Help me to be your pure representative. There's so many things that we can pray, how we can pray to Krishna. But it's all about prayer. We have to get absorbed in praying. And of course, there's the best prayer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So what is this prayer? We're praying for service. So we're on book distribution, we're praying, Krishna, please, help me to do this very valuable service. People are in ignorance. They don't know what life is about. Please give me sincerity to convince them to take a book so that their life can become sublime. So you've been raising your hand for some time. What is your question?
What you said also, Sridham Sarvabhutana, Krishna is the Sridham Sarvabhutana, the best well-wisher for everybody. And the second point, what you were telling about Giriraj Maharaj's parents when they came, the mother asked Prabhupada, how many get proteins?
How many?
How many get proteins? In Indian diet,
oh, how much protein?
Protein.
Okay.
So Prabhupada said, this is Sandesh, it's full of protein. Convince them that your son will get proteins all the time when he stays here.
Any question? Any other question or comment? So it's nice. Yes, go ahead.
How can you distribute the book to a person that is blind or can't hear?
How can you distribute a book to?
To a person that is blind, can see.
Who's blind?
Or can hear at all.
Well, that would be tough. Actually, there's one interesting thing happened that a devotee was in student books in Los Angeles airport. And a person was coming that was blind. And he was thinking, how can this person take a book? So he stopped the person. He said, excuse me, I'm a monk. I understand you're blind. You can't read. But I have books that are on yoga, meditation, higher consciousness, inner peace. Is there any way that this book that I have can be read to you by a friend or something, or a relative. And this person said, it's amazing that you've stopped me, because what you just said is what I'm interested in. So yes, no problem, please, give me the book, I'll give you a donation. So the person took a book and gave a donation. Blind. So, if we're sincere, then anybody. It's like one time, one senior devotee asked me, so what types of people are taking books now? I said, actually, if a Sangatan devotee is sincere, anybody will take a book. That's the main ingredient, the main necessity. If we're just sincere, practically anybody will take a book. Because Krishna is there, and he inspires them. Prabhupada says in one purport that Krishna, upon seeing the sincere efforts of his devotees to spread Krishna consciousness, enlightens the people from within to take the books. So it's Krishna. It's like there's five factors of action. Who knows the five factors of action? Explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Anybody? How about one of them? One of the factors. Flights of action. A place. Yeah, the body. Yeah. First, the super soul. First, nothing happens without the sanction of Krishna. Right? So that's the most important. So if we could get the mercy of the super soul, then what can the super soul not do? They can arrange so many things. Therefore, the one devotee, he distributed 900 books in one day. How is that possible? Super soul inspired. So the super soul, the soul, the body, the endeavor, and the senses. All five have to be there. If you don't have senses, you can't do anything. You don't have a body, what are you going to do? If there's no endeavor, then you're just going to sit and be a rock. So all these have to be there. The soul, the super soul, the endeavor, the senses. Yeah, so all this is necessary. But we have to get the mercy of Krishna. And then amazing things happen. It's like Prabhupada did so much in such a short time, and people are just amazed, how can he do that? You know, people are retired at 70. They're retiring at 70. He left India at 69. And everybody else retired, and he creates this international society. You know, becomes the, was it the Hare Krishna explosion all over the world. How is it connected to Krishna? So we all have potency to do amazing things. We just have to be connected. And then we can do it. Just give up our selfish desires and try to act for the pleasure of Krishna. And you'll see amazing things happen. Any other question or comment? Okay, I think there's going to be a book distribution meeting tonight here. Right. So this, that was amazing. I thought it was going to be a really hard verse because of yesterday's class that Maharaj gave. You know, it was about the Virat Rupa. I thought, well, I better look at the verse, make sure I can say something. But then it's about preaching. So. Krishna's verse. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.